This is The Ship Show with your host, Jeff Newbarth. You can stream or subscribe to The Ship Show on Apple, Spotify, SoundCloud, or the Hackers Paradise mobile app. Take it away.
Happy Thursday. A little bit later in the Thursday for our start. Welcome to The Ship Show. Jeff and Lex here. Subscribe, rate, review. Amanda just said watch on YouTube. Yeah. Part of the Callaway Podcast Network. So many good podcasts on this podcast network.
I think so.
Yeah. Email us, shipshow@callawaygolf.com. Thank you, D-Mob, for the email the other day.
Yeah.
And call us, 760-804-GOLF. We have so much to talk about in this show. We have a couple of great guests we'll get to in a second. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, how about the new look of the studio?
I know.
I had no idea this was happening.
Which is the reason you should watch on YouTube.
Yeah, we're not even going to tell you. We're not even going to tell you what's new in the studio. The only way you're going to find out is to go to the YouTube page and find out. But watch the first half of the podcast, because in the second half of the podcast, Lex and I miraculously changed clothes, and it looks like it did yesterday. Anyway, first, Chrome Soft Golf Balls, the red box, available for pre-order at CallawayGolf.com. I can't give it a higher endorsement other than saying it's the golf ball that I play.
Yeah.
So you have that going for you.
Yeah.
Doesn't really mean much to anybody, but I like it, so give it a shot. Second, how about Matt Every? Once again, like he was 19 over par last week. I know he was 15 over on one hole. Don't get mad at me, people. He's leading the golf tournament right now.
What a comeback.
Well, no, it's Bay Hill. He's won it twice.
Yeah.
Like there's horses for courses, and then there's Matt Every at Bay Hill.
But way to turn it around.
If you don't wager on Matt Every at Bay Hill, shame on you. It's your own money you're not trying to win. But speaking of Bay Hill, Anthony Toronto, the wedge master, artist, craftsman, once again, toward limited auction. You're going to want to go check out the website, CallawayGolf.com. One-of-a-kind wedges. You can see them also on the YouTube channel. They have laser-engraved Mr. Palmer's signature and the signature umbrella, the weight ports with his signature colors, red, yellow, white, green.
And beautiful shafts.
A pink shaft, a pink Callaway logo, the Jaws logo. All of this benefits the Arnold and Winnie Palmer Foundation. They have an amazing, amazing hospital down in Orlando, Florida. Lots of my friends have had their children at this hospital, and this hospital does amazing, amazing things. Great work down there. So go support a great cause and have three of the coolest wedges you will ever want.
Open until March 18th.
March 18th.
Yeah.
Nice. Was that on the format?
No, that's why I just said it.
Good. Love the formats, Lex. Finally, let's get to our two guests. We announced yesterday in a press release that was picked up by billions, the Next Gen 2020 Challenge, a new college golf event featuring the defending national champion, the Stanford Cardinal, and what I like to call the Flying Illini. Do you remember the Flying Illini?
No,
because they were in the NCAA tournament before you were born.
That's right.
Stephen Bardo, Kendall Gill, Kenny Battle.
No.
Oh, my God. Lex is young, guys. Men's program is going to go head-to-head Saturday, March 21st at the Rolling Hills Country Club in Rolling Hills Estates, California. You can see downtown LA from it. An amazing golf club. Our good buddy Derek Lane's the director of golf there. Joining us on the phone right now are the coaches of both Stanford and Illinois, Coach Conrad Ray and Coach Mike Small. Thank you guys for joining us.
You bet. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you.
Well, let's start with Coach Small because I need to get his face moving or whatever, because he just said he was outside practicing in 40-degree weather. It's not 40 degrees here in Southern California. But what was your reaction when Conrad and I got on the phone with you, Coach Small, and said, hey, we have this idea where we're going to put you guys in a head-to-head event and we're going to stream it on the internet. It's going to look like nothing else that college golf fans have seen. What do you think? We were crazy, or were you kind of in all the way?
It was, where do I sign up? And this is a no-brainer by all means. I mean, any coach in the country would jump in an opportunity like this to play, obviously, be on the same course as Stanford and Conrad and his team and compete, and also, showcase our skills and our games to people all over the world.
Yeah, so talk about that a little bit more. Like, what sets this apart? Obviously, going head-to-head and having it be live-streamed is huge, but like we were talking about it a little bit offline, there's like, you guys are going to be mic'd up. This is a whole new way to look at golf.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun way to look at it. A little off the beaten path, if you will, but it's going to be exciting because number one for us, it's match play. Mm-hmm. And selfishly, we want to gain something out of this. We want to get our team better and improve for when we have a chance at the end of the year to make the match play part of the championship. We want to have as much experience as we can, but also you play against a top opponent like Conrad, and then you play Rolling Hills, which is an awesome golf course with a really neat history to it. And then you put it on TV and be able to showcase your skills and and then kind of have some fun doing it with the mic'd up situation and the guys kind of being outside the box, if you will, for themselves to kind of be entertained while also competing. So I think it accomplishes a lot of things for these young players that hopefully one day want to play professional golf.
Yeah, for sure. And just to kind of, we're going to give answers to these questions as we go on, but this match will be available on CallawayGolf.com. Mm-hmm. Golf Week is going to take the pairing of the two number one players, and they're going to have that match on GolfWeek.com, which is a great source. A lot of people go there for a lot of their college golf. Our buddy Pete at AmateurGolf.com is going to take all five matches, so another opportunity. Certain airlines who have the Viasat internet, they're also going to be able to get it. And obviously, if you're a fan of Stanford and Illinois, we're going to make sure the universities can put it on whatever webpage that they choose. Social media coverage from Callaway's channels, from Amateur Golf, from Golf Week, from both schools' channels, from Lex's channel, from Trevor's channel. Super exciting stuff. Conrad, we met about a year ago in Las Vegas and kind of talked about this. And match play, to me, was sort of the no-brainer that we had to do this. You know, last year's NCAA championship, I think, is the microcosm of why match play is the coolest format and why we need to see more of it. Because in the stroke play, Oklahoma State was a little bit ahead of you guys. But then, you know, when match play comes around, things get different. Why is it great to get another rep for your kids?
Well, yeah, Jeff, we're really honored to be invited to play. I mean, to have both the Illinois program and the Stanford program under the Callaway Golf umbrella, and actually NorCal, no umbrellas needed. It's 75 and sunny here today,
oh,
Coach.
Nice.
I just wanted to rub that in. All jokes aside, we're super honored to be invited to play. And I think the match play piece is something that we've seen evolve in the college game over the last few years in a big way. It's an exciting way to root for your team. It's easy for the casual fan to understand. You either win or you lose. It's not, hey, did he beat me by 6 or 8 or win by 10? And I also think that, you know, we spend all year preparing our team for the NCAA championships, and to get a glimpse at two hopeful high-quality teams in Stanford and Illinois at Rolling Hills is a way for people to get a glimpse or a preview of what they might find at the NCAAs. And it's good for our kids, too. I mean, you know, we play a lot of stroke play through the year, but nowadays college coaches like Coach Small and I are looking for match play opportunities. So just to give our kids those reps in a different format. So we're excited to come, and we can't wait to get down there and see what happens.
Yeah, what were your players' reactions like when they heard that it was match play and like the whole format of the event?
Well, I think everyone's kind of eyes wide open. I think as Coach Small alluded to, you know, there's some interesting nuances that I'm sure you guys will describe. But I think that, you know, anytime you can play a quality program like the, you know, Fighting Illini, have a backdrop like we do in Rolling Hills, and have the support, you know, both operationally, socially, and just in kind of the global golf context in Callaway, it's a home run for sure. And so our guys are stoked. We're going to be coming right out of winter quarterfinals. So I told Mike that he needs to spot us a couple holes on the first tee. But we'll do our best, and hopefully we'll have some really exciting shots and some golf to take in as the day plays out.
So there's nothing better, Coach Small, than Conrad already asking for shots, already kind of like trying to downplay, playing the underdog role. Next thing you're going to hear, it's us against the world. Like, oh, my kids have finals that week. Yeah. So
we're not. Conrad's been doing that stuff to me for 30 years. So don't worry about it.
It's kind of funny. I love it. You know, we're not going to get into all the different differences in the format. I'll tease the fact this is going to be a match unlike any you've seen in college golf. There's literally things that have never happened before in college golf that we're going to be doing. And as we get closer to March 21st, we're going to be kind of unveiling those aspects. But one thing that I'm excited about is the way we're going to kind of broadcast this. And our good buddy Captain Average, also known as Jonathan Evans, is going to join Lex and I after the break here in a little bit to kind of go through how we're going to do it with single camera coverage. How active, I'll start with you, Conrad, then same question to Mike, are your players on social media, and are they excited? Because one thing about these big tournaments is so many of their peers are playing at the same time, they can't watch them, where this is just, you guys are the only game in town, and everyone's going to be able to watch this and kind of engage with them in a social media. I would think that for some aspirational, you know, college golfers, this has got to be exciting for that reason. Let me start with you, Conrad, and then we'll let Mike answer the same question.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's maybe redundant to say that they're active on social media. I mean, it's a huge part of their lives, love it or hate it. And, you know, I see how much our guys spend on their phones, how much information is on kind of the digital world, rather. And to be part of that and to really, I think, kind of be at the cutting edge of changing how people consume our sport in some respect, too, is pretty exciting for me. I think what we're seeing is that how people are watching golf is evolving. The way people are producing golf coverage, much like the approach that Callaway's taking with the next gen match, is evolving, and it's cool to be part of that because I think you know, we need to inject the young demographic into this game and consuming this game, and I think anything that maybe moves a little bit away from sitting on your couch on Sunday listening to the soft tones of Jim Nance. Nothing against Jim, who's awesome at what he does, but anything a little different than that, I think, is great for the college game to separate itself and to have a unique product for people to really enjoy and consume. So we're fired up about that. Our team is excited to be part of that, and we're all excited to also see what the end product is.
All right, Coach Small, same question.
No, yeah, I mean, well said, Conrad. He took the words out of my mouth, and you know, we feel the same way. Obviously, the kids at this demographic are social media locked in 24/7, it seems like. And you know, as coaches, we try to keep a handle on it, but obviously you know, that's the way the world's going. So to kind of jump in and be a part of it and kind of be like you said, the cutting edge of moving forward with this is something that excites us, and it's just great for us to put our name along with Stanford and Callaway and have a fun afternoon and see where this whole new idea takes us. And that's what the guys are excited about. We talked yesterday about it, and I'm sure they'll be on social media all the time, checking it out and pumping it up, and then obviously closing the event down. So it's going to be something we're very, very, very looking forward to.
Yeah, let's dream just a little bit here. If this, like, let's say this, you know, gains a lot of traction, which we hope that it does, and that this, you know, this format is attractive to not only to the players and to you guys as coaches, but just to viewers. What do you think the possibilities are for college golf with something like this?
I think the audience is huge. I think there's huge upside there. I think that, you know, in my opinion, I think that we've all been around long enough to see how expensive kind of a traditional golf broadcast is. And I think on the operational side, I know, knowing not that Callaway is going to hold any punches, but it's going to be, you know, a more effective way to broadcast golf. I think it'll speak to the generations that we're mentioning and people that are plugged into, you know, the digital world, and, you know, great partner in Golf Week as well, streaming. And there's a lot of eyeballs on that page and what they do in the world of amateur and college golf. So I think it'll really make an impact. And we've seen some of that come out in, you know, other events too, that are trying to move towards streaming and kind of getting the college golf product out there more, which is exciting.
Last question for you guys. As we kind of get closer and closer to the event, I'm going to let each of you, I'd like to hear one potential smack talk, you know, because again, like, think about, you know, we just had Tyson Fury and Wilder, you know, this is a heavyweight fight in the world of golf. So I would be not doing my job if I didn't at least give you guys a chance to amp this up a little bit. Let's get some smack. You guys are too nice to each other. Can I get
I don't
anything?
Think that's the personality of our golf programs, I don't think. I think Conrad and I have to work hard to do the opposite of that, but like I said,
why are you
Conrad
trying to start trouble,
back.
Jeff?
Well, I mean, I couldn't get the photography rivalry with Cliff. I'm going to try to get the coaches rivalry. There's got to be something.
I'll tell you one thing that comes to mind. If there's a guy up in heaven looking down on us, there's an old guy named Carol West, Jeff and Lex. I'll tell you about. So the quick backstory: Carol was a caddy for both Jeff and I, or for Mike and I rather, in our playing days back on the Ben Hogan and Web.com. days. Mike was on the tour. I was a young green-eared, you know, green-nosed player. Carol was this gentlemanly caddy, and I would say that the coin flip and the trash talk would come from Carol. We just let him decide who he's going to cheer for in the match. Caddy for us both, was a wonderful guy and someone that I know Coach Small and I both remember fondly.
I like that.
Yeah, those are good old days. Yeah, Conrad and I go way back, and we used to talk smack to each other on the first tee of practice rounds, but you know, Conrad has two national championships under his belt.
He does.
I don't quite have that yet. We have a lot of Final Four finishes, but we haven't won the big one yet, so I can't really trash talk to a man like that.
All right, well, I will tell you this. when we mic you guys up on the first tee, even if it's fake, just give me one line of trash talk each. We can write something together. We can apologize for it later, but it's going to help the viewers. It's going to make it better. I also, if you go to amateurgolf.com on their Instagram account, they actually just put a little promotion up about streaming the event. So,
oh, cool.
Excitement is already building, Lex, yes. As we're sitting here recording this.
I love it.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for taking not just the time to join us today, but for being completely open-minded for the last, literally 12 months. This has been a 12-month mm-hmm. process, as we need to say around here with all the Brits and Scots we have in this office now, kind of getting ready for this. I'm counting the days till March the 21st because, look, it's going to be something we haven't done before. And just as you guys get excited for events, we get excited to produce events that are mm-hmm. different, kind of out of our comfort zone. So thank you guys so much for trusting us. The Callaway Next Gen 2020 Challenge, Stanford versus Illinois. We don't know who the home team is. We'll flip a coin.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll putt on the giant putting green they have there that's like 2 acres big. Yeah. It's so incredible up
there.
That'd
be fun.
To see who gets the honor on the first tee.
I like the thought of a coin toss.
We're going to do something crazy. We'll do like, I don't know. We'll come up with something nuts. Thank you guys. Coach Conrad Ray of Stanford, Coach Mike Small of Illinois. When we come back, we will have Jonathan Evans, who, if there's one guest I've wanted to have on the podcast since we started doing it, would not have been Jonathan. But he was here, and so we figured we'd talk to him. Hey, you know what? He's brought this all upon himself. And but first, let's check out this cool video showcasing the new ChromeSoft. Welcome back to Ship Show. It was a good video.
Great video, yeah.
It was awesome. Really good job.
All right, well, we're going to introduce our guest who decided to speak before he's been formally introduced. So, obviously, thanks to Coach Small and to Conrad Ray, Coach mm-hmm. Ray. It's really weird. I feel like I always say Coach Small and I always say Conrad Ray.
When I was emailing them, I was like, do I say Coach Ray and Coach Small? Do I say Coaches Ray and Small?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, one person we don't have to call Coach, I tend to call him Captain. Is our good friend Jonathan Evans. There's been a lot of requests for Jonathan to be on the podcast over the
really?
Last couple. Yeah, I mean, I've gotten multiple requests from Jonathan asking for him to be on.
Absolutely, and nobody else is going to ask for me. But I tell you right now, I feel like I'm an Ellen. Like, my heart's racing. I don't really know what to feel. Like,
really?
What a high bar.
Yeah. Right? Of all the...
Where's Twitch? Is Twitch around here dancing?
That's my guy.
Yeah, we don't have... Maybe we can get a Twitch.
Trevor could be Twitch.
Can you be Twitch back there?
Yeah.
He has no idea what we're talking about.
The bad part comes up.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There's there Twitch.
You go.
That's some moves right
so
there.
So you think you can dance?
Wow, he's got a good head of hair. Did you see that? That's a lot of hair.
Well, you know, you probably shouldn't bring up that subject. Anyway, Jonathan is joining us not just so we can reminisce about that we've worked together for too long, and as Nick next door just said, this is kind of public therapy for you. But Jonathan's going to be helping with all the technical aspects of the Nick Callaway Next Gen Challenge, Stanford, Illinois. March 21st from Rolling Hills Country Club in Rolling Hills, California, not Palos Verdes. It's actually its own city, the golf course.
Rolling Hills
awesome.
Estate.
Rolling Hills Estate.
Let's get it straight. And it's a beautiful area.
Yeah, we enjoyed it. We got to go out there and do a little survey, and we attempted to play some holes. But
who's winning
really
when we
slow.
Made the turn? I'm just curious. What was the score?
I might have heard about
this
at lunch.
No one really cares.
Yeah. Huh.
I will say, you know, to be honest with you, Jeff's a mm-hmm. good golfer. We've played a lot of rounds of golf and not many that I've ever succeeded on. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you this. He almost drove the green on the second hole.
Wow.
I did. There was like 70 knot winds.
I was going to say,
rolled forever.
What were the conditions?
Forever.
Just so you know. I mean, it was like a 120-yard drive turned into 270.
Hey,
so
what?
Whatever.
If
it wasn't for these balls, he would definitely not get near 300.
No.
But I mean, these are some good balls, too.
Yeah, you like the ChromeSoft golf
ball. I didn't steal them. Someone handed them to me, so you all know.
Never steal.
Well, the good thing is the ChromeSoft golf ball is available for pre-order right now, mm-hmm. only for
in
guest listeners of the Ship Show. Yeah, Triple Track Technology.
Which camera? Those lines? Legit.
Yeah. All right, so let's give a little background on what we're going to be doing for this college golf event before it turns into total madness here.
Yeah.
So five matches, five streams, but done kind of in a way that broadcasting normally hasn't been done. We're using all kind of cellular technology and single camera coverage with multiple audio sources. You want to give people the layman's view of it?
Well, first off, when you do golf has a lot of limitations because you're covering 25, 30 acres of land and you want to basically cover everything. But Jeff also has an approach to where we really don't want to cover this in a traditional sense. We want to like embrace what the golfers are doing and how the backstory of what everything's going on. But the technical limitations really aren't that much limiting because guess what? It's all there and we're just going to capitalize on making sure that the viewers can see what the golfers see on every shot.
Yeah, so this is, you know, and again, our good buddy Mark Loomis, who I know listens to every ship show. Bombs. Leap that out, Trevor.
No.
But
with Phil
when Mark kind of took over Fox's golf, one of his first philosophical changes was that we play golf from tee to green, yet we choose to cover it from green to tee. And he's taken it to a pretty extreme level of having more cameras than anyone else in the fairways looking down the golf course and less sort of behind the action. We're going to go another step. We're only going to have cameras Absolutely. With the golfers only looking at the green.
I mean, if you really want to just pay attention to like how golf is done, like if Jeff and I are golfing, the last thing you want to see where our balls are going because they're probably going to go in the woods. They're not going to be on the green. So you want to stay there and watch us. No. So that's basically what this is. We're going to stay with the golfers. We're going to follow what they have to say. We're going to listen to the dialogue that they have. And just honestly, if they say nothing, you can see the intensity, the emotions, and what they go through as a competitor, as a golfer. And honestly, it's going to be great to see how much fun they have.
Yeah.
And that's going to be their future.
Yeah. I think that's the key thing for me is that you're going to be able to hear everything, right? Like, everyone's going to be mic'd up. That's huge.
Well, you're not going to hear Jeff and I.
Well.
You're going to hear the golfers.
Well, you're hearing us right now.
Yeah.
And we might,
do. We could do a segment.
Yeah, we could jump in and take it over.
Can I be the mom?
That's right. We bleeped out anyway. Nobody even knows what
Nobody
you said.
Nobody listens to me anyway.
Well, that's not true. That's not true.
This is good cold brew, by the way. I had to bring my own drink. They don't have like a table or anything.
I know. Yeah. We don't do tables.
There should be a table.
Well, we tried to discourage people from bringing stuff in here, and somehow it always ends up in here anyways.
I know. And then what ends up happening most of the time is they put it on the arm of the chair, and then it spills.
I've been in plenty of trucks in my life. I never put the drink down.
You know, I spilled beer in a truck in France, and on the router, numbers 3 and 10 were permanently lit up for like 5 years.
Yeah.
And that engineer never said a nice word to me after that.
Oh, I had a Diet Coke spilled in my switcher one time.
How'd that work out?
It was Arnie Harris, so guess what? He got away with everything, and it was no big deal.
All right. And so just to give a little background, Jonathan's resume is quite impressive. So impressive, I can't even remember all of it. But Jonathan, for years, was a technical director on Fox's coverage of the World Series, still directs a lot of the baseball you watch either on Fox or other, you know, random YouTube and whatever those other places.
Whoever wants to pay the bills.
Yeah, and lately been doing a little college basketball, including getting to work with one of our best friends in television, Mike Principato. I just want to take a second to say hi, Prince. You want to say hi, Prince?
No, you took the second. I don't want to, like, double down.
Okay, well, he does get mad about that.
He's not the artist formerly known as Prince.
No.
It's Mike Principato, just so.
Yeah, we just call him Prince.
Case
And then you're going to be doing some work with Fox again this summer on the USGA golf.
This is going to be my fourth open, and honestly, it's one of my favorite events. I remember watching it as a kid, Payne Stewart. Who can't forget about some of those memories? And I don't know why he's got to do that to you, but my point is that was one of the few things that I wanted to have on a bucket list. Doing the World Series for 12 years was great, but I remember the day Fox got golf, I called the senior coordinating producer, Mark Loomis, up.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I want to be a part of your crew somehow, some way, even if it's cleaning out the porta-johns.
And he kept saying no.
He kept saying no, and I managed to get a credential somehow.
Yeah.
Bomb. Do the pose.
Huh?
Do the pose.
No, now I'm on the spot.
It's not hard. There's a camera right there. We can get head to toe.
Yeah. Hey, we just got we like to take questions during the ship show. We just got one from Mark Loomis. He wants to know what appearance fee you're being paid. I will say none. But
free cold brew.
Yeah.
And I tell you right now, any company that has cold brew in their office, legit. So
what I'm scared for is that Jonathan is a red eye back tonight and he's going to drink enough cold brew that he's going to be shaking the entire flight. One of my favorite rounds of golf I've gotten to play was with Jonathan. We played in lovely Starkville, Mississippi.
Starville.
Home of Mississippi State University. Starkville. And everyone's always talking about these new things they can do to like grow the game or to like encourage people to play faster. Well, I think Starkville's got it all figured out.
Starville.
First of all, they have one of the great PGA kind of agronomy school. So they actually do have a place where you can get a degree in working on golf courses. So that is legit. So their campus golf course is great. But when we were there, it was normally January, February. It was normally muddy. It was normally wet. It was normally cold.
Yeah.
But along, I believe it was the sixth hole, on the left side, golfers left, they had barbed wire down the entire edge of the property.
So if you
happen to hit a ball, Johnny's a lefty, so if he happens to push one or I happen to pull one, you don't really spend much time looking for it.
Because
you just keep going, there's barbed
wire. Move on.
Could you imagine if your favorite golf course had, but well, it was the edge of the property and it was someone's, you know, farm, so they had barbed wire up there for their own.
You think that's the way to grow the game, is barbed wire?
Well, it would encourage people to play quicker.
Well, absolutely. I'm not going to go climbing under barbed wire. Are you kidding me?
No.
I mean, if I had balls like this, I'd probably go look for them because these are cool.
Good news is you can.
I don't want to give more.
Yeah. Well, the good news is you can just go to CallawayGolf.com and you can pre-order the new Chrome Soft.
Can I put my name on it,
though? Yeah. Well, I made some golf balls with customized with your name on them. That was a nice holiday gift I sent to you.
Do they always have to be red and blue?
Yes. Red. It's vernal acuity. We'll talk about it off air.
That's fancy.
Yeah. All right. So what else do we need to cover? Because some people said this was your chance of a therapy session.
Well, I think you also need to tell these people, like, where are they going to watch this?
Where they can find
it. Well, we already said that when we had the coaches. But, yeah, you're going to be able to watch it at CallawayGolf.com.
Right.
Are you saying people are going to skip the coaches and tune in to listen to you?
They're going to fast forward. Duh. I mean, come on.
Oh, my God. CallawayGolf.com. Golf Week will take the lead stream. Yep. AmateurGolf.com. There's even potential for some other partners.
Well, I mean, honestly, if you're on a plane, you can watch it even, right?
Yeah. Certain airlines, if the Viasat internet will be available.
Click on Callaway's website and watch whatever you want to watch.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty exciting. Do we want to tell the story?
Any more questions? Like any viewers watching?
I have questions.
What do you got?
Well, being that I was a technical director and a director in school, I just want to know which one you prefer.
Oh, you know what?
It's a hard question.
So I'll remember this one season. I was a technical director, sat next to two great production people. One is Mark Luminous. The other one's Derek Mobley. Two great guys. And on the other side, the AD.
I think it's Mobley.
Yeah, I always say it wrong. I even spell it wrong, too.
D-Mob.
Yeah. D-Mob. And the AD on that show is such a pain. You know the way they keep them in line? A yardstick.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yep.
That's fine.
So to be honest with you, to answer the question legitimately, I sat next to one of the greatest directors ever, and those are really good memories. But directing, it's a way to, you know, express your passion and express and capitalize on events. So I honestly, I love them both.
Yeah, but I think that what he's understating is when he sat next to this gentleman named Bill Webb, who Hall of Fame baseball director for many, many years. You guys innovated in so many different ways that hadn't been done, whether it was cameras in the dirt, whether it was, you know, some of the first Phantom-type cameras that we saw, whether it was his singing. It was amazing. But the thing, like, what always impressed me about that crew was they always pushed the envelope. Because it would have been very easy just to show up each year and you're covering the World Series.
Yeah.
Just do the same thing over and over and it just doesn't matter because it's great. Well, they kept pushing the envelope. And some of those worked, some of them didn't work, but
they still kept trying. There's definitely things that didn't work. And the good part about what we were able to do at the World Series was the fact that we did all that one day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like you literally finish the NLCS, ALCS, and you show up and you have game one of the World Series in 2 days. So even though we're trying to push the envelope and embrace some of the new technology and new ways of covering things, you literally had one day to do it.
Yeah.
And sometimes you had rainouts to where you even lost another 12 hours of setup. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of intensity.
Well, when you had travel delays and weather delays.
Or your charter was broke.
Yeah, we had that up
twice. Yeah.
But the problem was with the charter is some of the airlines that we used were a little bit dicey, like Ryanair, Ryan Express or Ryanair. That was a bad one.
I remember one year was the what year was it? It was Kansas City, New York World Series. You walk out to the tarmac. I promise you, Eastern Air. Oh, you're too young. You don't even
know
Eastern Airlines.
I know. I remember that.
No, I don't.
That's embarrassing, Jeff.
Eastern
Airlines.
Yeah.
Is it like the airlines from the 80s? Spirit is now?
No. Eastern was one of the main airlines, became Continental.
Oh.
It was the airline I grew up flying from Miami to the Northeast.
You know, like when you see these billboards and you see Pan Am, those used to be like real airlines. Those aren't like screen print shirts.
Yeah.
Eastern Airlines.
Yeah.
Still any other questions?
Yeah, I got a bunch.
Callers? Really?
No, we haven't gotten any other questions from
Nobody's
callers.
Watching?
No, I mean Aaron Baddeley called and asked if you'd like to share the final putt of the Tucson Open.
Tucson.
It was a tape delayed show, so guess what?
Yeah,
it happened.
Yeah, it definitely happened. Thank God we were tape delayed during that. That's still one of my favorite stories. Is a nameless production person. Well, nameless production person. wanted to have a director at a show and was so poor with knowing the members of the crew that we're pretty sure he said Jonathan's name, but he didn't really mean Jonathan.
Yeah.
And so Jonathan ended up directing the show, and he did a great job up until we were on the 18th hole setting up the putt that was eventually going to win the tournament. Mm-hmm. And my job was to make sure we didn't miss the putt.
You know, I got to go talk to Nick because I really do need therapy. Like, I wake up with certain things you do wrong in life, and you just like wake up in these deep sweats.
So this is one of the five.
So thank God it was like a 5-hour tape
thank
delay.
Thank God I forgot about it, and I remember now.
We basically went back in and we replaced.
When he says we, he really didn't do it. I had a good, there was a good tape room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Eddie Kalfeltz, I think, was in the tape room. There was a good tape room that, guess what, covered my tail. He didn't do anything, just so you know.
What a blessing.
Yeah, and it was in Tucson.
I know, that's my hometown.
Yeah.
If I was born.
Probably not that time.
How do I get more cold brew? Is there like a button to push?
No, there isn't. There isn't. We don't want you to have any more.
We don't have any runners here.
No, we don't. All right. So a couple other things about the Next Gen Challenge. What is, in your opinion, what's going to be the hardest thing that we're going to have to kind of overcome? Because this thing's 2 weeks away.
The hardest part, to be honest with you, will be the audio. I know there's been many projects that I've worked on in the past where audio is just in abundance. This is going to be one of those situations. I remember when Fox first got golf, there was audio channels everywhere. Yeah. I remember doing an all audio game for MLB Network about 10 years ago. And guess what? There is audio going everywhere. Even though there's only five golfers on each team.
Can you stop saying what those other people are? Because we haven't still announced that. We're going to bleep it every time you say it.
Are you going to put like one of those like emoji crowns over my face?
No.
Like when I say bomb.
Oh, beep, beep, sorry, beep. Trevor.
did you hear D-Mob's email for the last show?
Can't get more cold brew. What's Nick doing?
Not right now. He said, D-Mob said that he would prefer, since he's a director and tone is like the worst sound ever,
that's true.
Do something else. And I was like, you know what? That's right.
No, I'm going to make it my ringtone. That way when you're in a truck, everybody like goes to turn down the production.
You would do that. You would absolutely 100% do that. That'd be so mean. To everyone else you're working with.
I know. But.
All right, but can you answer the question? You think audio is going to be the big challenge?
Okay, so why is audio going to be a big challenge? Well, because there's a lot of channels. There's a lot of floating in of mics because you have this bump. You got to be able to make sure that, because it's not being produced in a truck. It's being produced locally at the actual pairing. Mm-hmm. So you need to have a find a way whenever the bump is here. You got to make sure you have that mic. So it's going to be that's going to be the difficulty. On top of that, I hope it's not a windy day. Because when it's windy, then guess what? Now you're having to worry about wind hitting the mics.
Yeah, so we did the test, and the day that we did the test, the wind was howling.
When Mr. Evans was up two holes after nine.
Howling that day.
Yeah, it was. So that's kind of like the main problems that we're going to face.
Okay.
Other than that, really the enjoyment of the event is the golfer. Will be the golfers.
Yeah.
I mean, when they show up to play, collegiate golfers, these are guys that want to have a future in golf. These are people that have a passion in golf. Yeah. How many thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of strokes that they made? And guess what? Now they're going to do it in a different fashion. And I think it's going to be a great event, but those are the limitations.
Yeah. Well, I think the biggest takeaways for me is that a lot of people complain when they're watching golf that there's too much other crap going on.
Yeah.
There's going to be the opposite of that on this one. There's going to be nothing going on because we literally can't go anywhere.
No, there's nowhere to go. And honestly, I mean, there's going to be minimal amount of graphics. There's not going to be boxes flying everywhere. Your screen's not going to be cluttered with information that we need. No.
No, you're going to see it for what it is.
And look, it's going to be rough between holes because some of the holes are a little bit of a jaunt, like between the fifth green going under that tunnel.
That'll be cool if we can follow them.
It'll be cool, but it's going to be a lot of walking before they hit another golf shot.
The 13th to the 14th hole.
Yeah, but you won't miss anything.
No.
That's the beauty of it is you will not miss. Yeah, 13 to 14
is a long
walk.
Well, can we say who might be filling those spaces?
No.
Okay.
We can't. We're going to drag this
stuff out. I can tell you who it's not going to be.
Bomb. You're unbelievable. Trevor, feel free to feel free as the person who has to edit everything.
Hey, by the way, which way is Trevor? Because I'm going to go the other way. He's way bigger than I am. Yeah. Can I see you, Trevor? Yeah, he's way bigger than I am. Yeah.
All right. Well, Trevor, we're going to let him get back to DJing. So thanks to Coach Conrad Ray and Coach Mike Small. That might be my default, going double.
All like title and full name.
Yeah, title and full name for joining us on the podcast. We're super excited about this event. Look, this is the first time that I know of that a golf brand has created an event. So that's kind of cool. Who knows what we'll create next? Thanks, Captain Average, for being here. Can we explain why we call you Captain Average?
You can explain, because I have no clue why.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't know why.
Well, we were going to call him Captain Mediocrity, but our good buddy David Grayer, we call Hash, he couldn't say the word mediocrity.
Too many syllables for him.
Captain Average. Yeah. So it just kind of became Captain or Captain Average and stuff like that.
Well, it's probably also because I look like Captain America.
Oh, yes. I see the resemblance.
What's that look for?
Nothing.
Abusive. Which floor is HR?
All right. we're gonna wrap this show up.
Do I get to give anything away?
Sure. Like, what like on away? Ellen? A new car. Know.
Ellen gives a lot away.
Yeah, what do you want to give away? You want to give away your cold brew cup? You want to give away that golf ball?
No, I'm going to go fill this back up.
You want to give away that golf ball?
No, I like this golf ball.
You want to give away those a dozen lines? Golf balls?
Yeah, let's give away a dozen golf balls to the next person that calls you.
All right. No way.
This thing is she's a highlight.
His phone rings all the time.
Yeah. I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
Anyway, no, it's been a pleasure, Jeff, and I really look forward to working with you on this event just like I have for many years. And honestly, it's great to see that there's a product out there that wants a Callaway that's going to support their product.
Yeah.
I mean, it's awesome.
We've been lucky to do a lot of cool things. This will be yet another one.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, next week's ship show. We are shipping off to Florida.
Yes, we are.
We're going to be in. We're going to be very close.
Do you have a live studio audience? Course.
Do we what?
Do you have a live studio audience? Can I go?
No, we don't. We're actually not allowed to do anything live, or we get yelled at by the PGA Tour.
This is true.
So we're going to be doing a lot of taped content in a place we're legally allowed to be at.
Yep.
But we are going to do our best to have the highest profile guest the ship show's ever had.
Definitely.
All right, just in case you need someone to stand in, I'm there for you. Just call on the lefty.
You're on the other side of the state. You know what is cool, though, Lex, is last time I flew to Florida, was coming in over the coast, and Jonathan lives right on the coast.
Oh, neat.
In Clearwater Beach. And we were going over the islands, and I said to Paige, I'm like, that looks exactly like where Jonathan lives. So I took a picture, sent it to him from the plane, and he circled his house.
Yeah. Yeah. So. You can probably hit a sand wedge there.
Oh,
that's
my
how close
gosh.
To the water.
That's wild.
It was pretty awesome.
Sounds like a dream.
You know what? No one has ever accused Jonathan's life of being a dream, except for Lex.
So that's
pretty
Lex.
Good. So we will see. We will have two shows next week from beautiful Jacksonville, Florida. A couple of our tour players are going to be our guests. And then the week after that, we are going to be promoting the college golf event.
Yeah.
And we probably need an A15 for one of those days because there's just too much travel going on.
I'll work on it.
And then we'll work on having another update.
Talk about the bomb.
Trevor, just feel free to edit him out. Every word he said. Do whatever you want to the show. I don't care. Thank you for being a guest.
What was
the
tally on the bomb? Like, how many times did you think I said bomb? Any chance?
15.
12 so far.
Oh,
poor Trevor. Well, the good news is this show will never be uploaded because it's going to take forever to edit. But thank you so much for listening to the Chip Show. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having
me.
It's a
pleasure. And the next person, and Kevin Napier, has just won a dozen golf balls.
How about that?
Kevin, I'm winning a dozen.
Now, just curious, where do I autograph the golf balls? I was watching. I saw the
Thanks for listening to
the
Chip Show. We'll see you next week.